Now, the rest of the story. There was an elephant in Miss Ida Sterling's yard. I mean, one day in the town of Crisfield, Maryland, Miss Ida, as she was called, looked out her kitchen window, saw a full-grown elephant standing there, scratching his back on a pear tree. Well, all 90 pounds of Miss Ida came running out of the house with her broom. Bravely defending her little grove of fruit trees, she began swatting the elephant on his enormous gray backside. After a while, the elephant noticed, and slowly absorbing the fact that he was unwelcome in Miss Ida's yard, the big elephant eventually ambled away and back down Asbury Avenue to the fairgrounds from which he had strayed. Meanwhile, Miss Ida, she's still furious, called the mayor. "This is what comes of bringing circuses and such to town," she complained. So the mayor called the circus, and the circus fellow said, "What do you expect?" And he went on to tell how some crazy man in an airplane had swooped down low over the fairgrounds and had frightened the circus animals, especially the elephant, and caused the elephant to stampede. And the mayor had to agree. It was not the circus's fault, but one way or another, this maniac pilot was going to be found. Well, he was. He was found. That's the rest of the story. Once upon a time in the little fishing town of Crisfield on Chesapeake Bay, there was a young lady and her boyfriend, a high school girl named Jackie and her beau named George. Now, George was in the service, but he was stationed nearby. In fact, Jackie had joined a USO group and went over to the base every Friday night to dance with the servicemen. That's how come she had met George. But there was a problem. There was another man in Jackie's life, a popular singer named Bob Eberly of the Eberly Brothers. Now, Jackie had never even met Bob Eberly. But that was little comfort to George. He was still jealous. There were times that the singer was all Jackie could talk about. What a wonderful voice he had, and how much she would love to see him in person someday. Well, George developed a plan. A way to make her forget that singer. A way to recapture 100% of his girlfriend's attention. A daring demonstration that Jackie would never, ever forget. He would take one of the airplanes from the base, and he would fly over Jackie's house, and he would fly so low that the windows would rattle. Then she and everybody, Jackie and her parents, neighbors, everybody would know that a pilot is something more than a singer any old day. Well, of course, you know the rest. For Jackie's house just happened to be so near to the fairgrounds. It wasn't more than a block and a half, 2 blocks away. So when George swooped down out of the clouds in his airplane, he not only got his girlfriend's attention, but he started this elephant stampede at the fairgrounds. That, of course, is how the circus elephant wound up in Miss Ida's yard. And that's why a young Navy pilot in training was unofficially grounded. Americans in the annals of romance, true and otherwise, there must be a chapter entitled "What I Did for Love." And what I have just described really belongs in that chapter. And it's factual, not fiction. For the impetuous escapade of a young flyboy really should have made history, because eventually he became President George Bush. And now you know the rest of the story.